All right, to continue our ideas with short Yom Noram, ideas with Rav Shor, Shlita, for Tavshin Pei Aleph, our learning should be in Schlesser for Shlema, for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah, Ben Rivka, B'Sosh Chai Yisrael, also for Rachel Perel Bas Moshe, B'Sosh Chai Yisrael, Lo Nishmas, my great-grandmother's Yartzeh was on Rosh Hashanah, Sar Bas Mordechai. So Rav Shor says, Dala Tishrei, what is Dala Tishrei? The Avodah of the fourth day of Tishrei. He calls this piece, Noisein Koach La'odem, L'Ischazik, B'Chol Matzeb, L'Sadaka, Sayyesh. There are persons that you have to get chizik in every situation and to remove yeish. And says Rav Shor quotes the Tanat Ve'eliyahu, who tells us that just like we have 10 days of Asara, of Aser Simei Tshuva, what else do we have 10? The Asara Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu had. Says the Tanat Ve'eliyahu in an Aleph Zayin Parsha Chav Beis. Give us 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Who can neg it? Asar is a dibur. She kibul Yisrael b'Sinai. She nazu tshuva shleima b'asar yom on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. She kal b'tshuva shleima l'fanav. That if we do tshuva during these days, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us. Just like HaKadosh Baruch gave those tests to Avraham Avinu, so too by us, HaKadosh Baruch, when we do tshuva during these days, He will make sure to be able to grant us repentance, He will make sure to grant us slicha mechila when it comes to Yom Kippur. But says Rav Shor, we see, yesterday we said this Fasemis. We said this Fasemis says that the 10 Yom, the 10 Aseres made tshuva were connected to 10 Aseres Adibros. Here the 10 Rav Shor is saying, no, not only that, but Aseres made tshuva are connected to 10 tests. Says Rav Shor, the Rishonim count different days, different lists of how to list Avraham Avinu's tests. But he says, according to the Rambam, how does the Rambam say? The Rambam says the fourth test of Avraham Avinu was the Nisayon of the Mechamas Arba Malachim. The Mechamas of the four kings and the five kings. And says Rav Shor, what's the Avoda? Right? If today's the fourth day of Tishrei, And the whole essence, according to the Medrash, is the 10 tests are connected to 10 days. That means today's day is connected to Arba Malachim, according to the Rambam. Says Rav Shor, what's the lesson? The lesson, says Rav Shor, is that even when things look like you want to give up hope, and you just want to give up and throw in the towel, you can't give up, just like Avraham Avinu didn't give up. He went to go capture Lot back. And says Rav Shor, and he quotes Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, Os Tezayin, says Rav Tzadok, a Jew can never ever give up hope on himself or on anything in any situation. And he quotes Gemara Brachas and Daf Yud Amanaf, Afilu Charav Chad Al Tzavaro, Al Yimna Me'arachmam. Even if the sword is at your neck, you should not hold back from davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because at the end of the day, we never give up hope on ourselves. We can never give up our hope on ourselves. And we always have to continue forward. We continue with our passion and our energetic, in our davening, in our learning, in our tshuva. And Rav Shor says, and Rav Tzadok quotes, and even the Zohar who says that tshuva doesn't work by certain things, don't think that you have to give up. No. Ki ein yeish klal eitzel Yehudi. Yeish is not part of a Jew's repertoire. It's not part of our vocabulary. Like the Kotzker says, we know the Gemachokas between the Mava Metzia, Rava Avamar, by Yesh Shalomidas, Rava Amar Hava Yesh, and Baya says, Yesh Shalomidas. Yesh Shimlas, yeah, Yesh is Shalomidas, says the Kotzker. Yesh giving up is Shalomidas. It's not part, like in today's daf, we had Shalomidas, whether you could use a human being for a mechitza. Yesh, says the Kotzker, is Shalomidas. It's not part of our repertoire. It's not part of our vocabulary. It's not part of our DNA. Says Rav Tzadok, Rav Shor quotes, Hashem Yisbarach Yochel Le'ezra B'chol Inyon V'rak Bo'if Enzai Yochel Iskar B'lasos Tshuva. A person has to never give up on themselves. Says Rav Shor, Rav Tzadok, you want to know the avoda of a Jew? The avoda of a Jew is specifically Dal Tishrei. But all of us are Simi Tshuva. And the entire year is to never give up. Avraham Avinu had every right to give up and say, you know what? Just throw in the towel. It's me against and me and 318 men, and according to Gemara and Dharm, Lamed Bezim and Alf, Rav Tzadok quotes, just that Gamachi Eliezer, just him and Eliezer, how is he supposed to go kill the four kings? Avraham Avinu doesn't give up, says Rav Tzadok. He doesn't give up. He doesn't give up, and he continues forward. Because we know at the end of the day, Avraham Avinu understood this lesson. Doesn't matter what is in front of you, you can never give up. And Rav Shor goes on, and I believe he doesn't quote, but Rabbi Nachman says, if you look at 318, right, 318, he came up with 318 men. 318 men, the Gemara says that refers to Eliezer, but 318 is Gematria, Yeish. Yeish is 317, but 318 is one above Yeish. says Rabbi Nachman, because a Jew has to live above Yesh. A Jew has to live above Yesh. A Jew is not, a Yesh 317 is not part of our repertoire. So Avraham Avinu goes to 318 to tell you, Rav Shmuel Brazil talks about this from Rabbi Nachman, that a Jew realizes that it doesn't matter what's in front of him, he continues on. You continue to be able to go on and be able to do tshuva and never give up on yourself. And this is, then there were short quotes finally, and he quotes the pasuk in Nehemiah, in Yeshaya. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Av Tezayin, the pasuk says, 10 different terms of tshuva. Rachatzu, hizaku, hasiru, rom, alalecha, minegan, eina, chidlu, hareya. Wash, clean yourselves, remove the evil decrees from before your eyes, cease to do evil. Limdu, yidzayin, limdu, heitev, dirshu, mishpat. But Rashi says, on the pasuk in Yeshaya, Av Tezayin, why there are 10 different verbs, 10 different things to do? They're keneged, the asera lashona shal tshuva, keneged aser simei tshuva. They're keneged the asera simei tshuva. These 10 different verbs in Yeshaya are keneged 10 asera simei tshuva. What's the fourth one? The fourth one is chidlu hareya, the end of tezayin. Cease to do evil. Stop doing evil. Says of Shore, you don't want to know what cease to do evil means? It means stop not believing in yourself. Stop thinking that you are Russia. And he quotes the Rebbe of Alexander, the Rebbe of Henoch Alexander, the pasuk in Yeshayin, and hey Zion, Yazov Russia Darko. We said this yesterday in the Haftorah, that a Russia has to leave his way. Says the Alexander Rebbe, what does it mean, Yazov Russia Darko? She Yazov, he should leave, that he's a Russia Darko. He can't get out of his Russia status. Yazov Russia Darko. She Yazov Shuchoshi Vedayatu Ki Russia Darko. The Enu Yochel Hashanah is Darko. He has to stop thinking and view himself as a Russia. At the end of the day, a Jew is Chidlu Ra. Remove himself from the evil. Says Rav Shor, what's the evil? From viewing yourself, from your outlook on yourself, that you're a bad person. And says Rav Shor, and he ends off, our job today on the fourth day of Da'al Tishrei, but every day of Avraham Avinu and Shuvah, but specifically for Da'al Tishrei, is to really go above and beyond to make sure that just like Avraham Avinu didn't give up Yesh, like the Rambam says, the fourth test is connected the fourth day. Right, the Tanit Veleo told us that the 10 days are connected to 10 of the Nisyonos, and the Rambam says that for the fourth test, different Nishonim say different lists, the Rambam says the fourth test is the test of the Arba Malachim. And Rav Shor goes on to expand and say beautifully from Rav Tzadok that the whole Inyan, the whole lesson of that avoda was for Avraham Avinu not to give up on himself, to never give up, even if when he looked up him against the four kings, he had his 318 men, and even in the Gemara in the Dumb, Lamed Beis Amanav tells us that was just Eliezer, he didn't give up. It was one above, because Yeish is 317, but one above Yeish, that's 318. That's the 318 men that Avraham Avinu wanted. And that's what we said, the Kutzker, Yeish is Shalomidas. Yeish is not part of our repertoire. And that's what Rashi says in Yeshaya, Tazayin, Richsu, Hizgo, Yisir, Ra. Right, chidul ra, all those 10 verbs. He's at Rashi says kenega aser simei tshuva, 10 and 10. And today is chidul ra, to remove the evil. And Rav Shor goes on to say, what does it mean to remove the evil? He talks about the Torah from the Rebbe of Hanukh Alexander, Yaz of Russia Darko. Stop thinking of viewing yourself as that you're evil. Stop looking at yourself in a negative way. Look for yourself in the positive way. And that is the avodah of Da'al Tishrei. And that is the avodah really of every day of aser simei tshuva. To look at a positive. To stop looking at ourselves in a negative way. Stop looking at what I did wrong. Start looking at what I did right. And just to be able to end off, the number one way to be able to do that is Sur Meira Aideh Asei Tov. The Avnezer says, you want to get away from evil, you want to get from negativity about yourselves, make sure you have increased your light in your life. You want to get rid of the darkness, you want to get rid of the chaos and the challenges, have a lot of light in your life. Sur Meira Ve'Asei Tov. Why the Vav there? Says the Avnezer. When you have a lot of light in your life, then the Ra will fall away. Then the Ra, when you have Torah, and you have Tefillah, and you have Tshuva, and you have Tzedakah, and you mamish, you're busy yourself with good things, the Ra will fall away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to take these words of Rav Shor. Noisin koich la'odim l'schazik chomatzuk l'salak esayosh. To remove the Yesh from a Jew, Yesh is Shlomidas, is not part of a repertoire, it's not part of a vocabulary. And Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zocha to do tshuva mehira, tshuva me'ava, tshuva shleima, be zocha to have a gemar chesim tuva us and all our families. Bez Hashem, shkoich.